From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran nuclear talk statement expected within hours. An announcement is expected early Tuesday on the status of the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna, which have been extended several times since a first June 30 target date was reached and missed. Monday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said genuine progress has been made.
They have made genuine progress in those conversations, and I think even over the last week or so, there is progress, important progress, that has been made. There have been some key issues in the negotiations that have been closed, and that's a good sign. That said, there continue to be some sticking points that remain unresolved.
He held out the possibility the talks would be extended beyond Tuesday. Six world powers are trying to limit Iran's nuclear program. Tehran is demanding an end to global sanctions. Speaking in Ethiopia's capital Addis Ababa Monday, where he's attending an international conference, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on both sides in the South Sudan conflict to give up war for the sake of the people and the future of the world's newest country.
The conflict in South Sudan must stop. Today, I repeat my call again to President Salva Kiir and the former Vice President Dr. Riek Machar to give up war for the sake of the people and for the future of South Sudan. I urge them to compromise, forge a political deal, and make true on their promises to protect the people of South Sudan.
South Sudan last week marked 4 years of independence but has been plagued by violence since December 2013 that has left thousands dead and millions displaced. This is VOA News. World stock markets reacted positively to news that Greece and its Eurozone partners agreed to terms of a third bailout for the country, averting a painful exit from the common currency. Under terms of the Brussels Pact, the Greek parliament will have to approve austerity measures by Wednesday before Athens's creditors will begin handing it a new $95 billion bailout package, which would be its third in the last 5 years. Eurozone chief Jorin Dijsselbloem said it will take weeks for a new bailout program to be worked out.
It will involve a lot more in terms of substance and commitments and financing needs, and it will take time to negotiate that. We have asked the institutions to do that as quickly as possible, but it is will probably be closer to 4 weeks than 2 weeks. It's my understanding, and some call me an optimist.
On his returns to Athens, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras faced a mutiny of his leftist governing coalition as he seeks parliamentary approval for spending and pension cuts and tax increases. Mexico's notorious drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was still on the loose Monday, 2 days after escaping from a maximum security prison for the second time in 14 years. Mexican police engaged in a massive manhunt, setting up highway checkpoints, stepping up border security, shutting down an international airport. The United States, which has sought his extradition, has pledged all support Mexico needs in recapturing Guzman. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
As you know, he faces multiple drug trafficking and organized crime charges here in the United States. His swift recapture by Mexican authorities is a priority for both the Mexican and the U.S. governments. And reflective of that shared purpose, the U.S. and Mexican attorney generals discussed the matter on the 12th of July and agreed to focus all available resources on his recapture.
Guzman's Sinaloa drug cartel is known for the elaborate tunnels built underneath the Mexico-U.S. border to transport cocaine, methamphetamines, and marijuana, with ventilation, lighting, and even rail cars for easy access. In Nigeria Monday, a suicide bomber attacked a military checkpoint on the outskirts of Maiduguri, capital of Borno State, leaving the bomber and at least one other person dead. Dozens were killed as suspected Boko Haram militants attacked at least two villages in Borno State Friday into Saturday. Meanwhile, President Muhammadu Buhari has replaced his entire military top brass to boost the fight against Boko Haram militants. A twin suicide attack by suspected Boko Haram militants in northern Cameroon late Sunday killed at least 13 people. The first blast went off near an army barracks. The second exploded as soldiers approached the scene of the first blast. Nearly 20 others were reported wounded. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.